And it's Almighty S O G Radio. And you know, I'm sitting here with my SOG, sitting here with my co-host, Wet Paint Larry. And we're about to get into it, so we're gonna play in.
And that. Whenever you hear SOG,
SOG? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth, on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thy is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Y'all sitting here with my almighty SOG.
S-O-G.
Yeah, I'm gonna go around the table and ask my SOGs how they been this week, how your week been, what trials and tribulations you've been through, you know, all that good stuff. We'll start off with SOG J, Cali Boy Fresh.
You know, I've been in my head a lot as long as I got King Jesus. Everything is possible. Anything is possible. So, he's reminding me that the battle is won, and I need to stop thinking that I'm defeated.
Come on.
And come on. That's just it. Yeah, I've just been in my head a lot this week, but it'll get better. I ain't worried about it because he's gonna take care of me.
Amen. Amen. Now we got Almighty
there.
He's gonna take care of me.
We got all my SOG Trey. How you doing, man? How your week been?
You doing pretty good. My week's been all right. Just continue to survive out here doing what I need to do. Make it along.
Amen. Amen. We got all my SOG Michael. Hello, Michael. How your week been?
My week's been good. I was going to school. And then Thursday and Friday, when I was back, people were working.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm glad you ain't sick no more. I'm glad you are well and healthy. We got Almighty SOG.
The
Wayne.
Daddy's
good.
Uh-huh.
We got
Almighty SOG Johnny.
I'm not doing it. Yeah. That's it. That's what this nigga say every time.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So,
now we got Almighty SOG Chris.
Hey, we on radio. Question target. We on radio. I'm going to have to say it again. Okay. Actually, what part of him is here?
What part of you?
The spirit is somewhere else. The soul is lost. Just walking flesh. Yeah.
I tell you this week, right now, I was praying. Like when I pray, even though we've been searching, I close my eyes. I'm going to keep my eyes open because the Bible says, watch, I keep my eyes open. Right now, we're just praying. I have my eyes closed, surrounded by the SOG because I can close my eyes with no words.
Church.
Amen.
We close our eyes to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You black everything out.
God, you're on the dark.
That's it. You black everything out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't open our eyes unless we're scared of something or somebody. When I pray, I want to go into the presence of the Lord to seek His face, John.
Amen.
And that's what everybody else is talking about. Just pray. Then you can say, well, I'm still here. So we can say, that's right. That's right. So in the church, you have to have fear. You have to keep your eyes open. To be a host. Even on post. God got it. All we have to do is stand. We got it. All right.
Amen. Amen. And I'm the Almighty SOG Chris.
Amen.
How you doing, man?
Blessed. It's been a good week. Been a little sick, man, dealing with a little bit of congestion and stuff this week, but God is good, man. I got my health doctor's appointment this week. Hearing good things, always a blessing. Me and my wife, we went down and we made contact with the Mariners Church in Irvine.
Amen.
When I got a bunch of donations and stuff like that.
Amen.
I talked to Cal, working, I'm sorry, to work with Cal at the hotel on Monday.
Hey, man.
Amen. So we just moved.
Let's move. What is that called? That's called Boss Moves, right?
Boss Moves.
The Boss Moves.
I don't know.
On the project. Mm-hmm. Not outside of the project.
Mm-hmm.
We mm-hmm. all supposed to be on a project that is still finished.
Amen.
Jesus finished.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, then.
Amen.
Then he grabbed the cross.
Mm-hmm.
I made it. Oh, kill me now.
Now we're going to pray my boy in. My boy, that nigga Black.
That's
him. Our Father, protect this man. Almighty SOG. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we're going to ask you, how your week been?
You know how my week been. No, but spiritually, my week has been great. You know, I feel it's like this. It's like, you know, every week is like a it's like a game, you know. Like I expressed the bishop last week, you know, and I expressed it like once or twice this week to other people, but you know, once you figure out that life is like a game, it's a big basketball game. You know, I've been using basketball because you know that's our thing lately. You know, once you realize life is a big basketball game. I just expressed it this week, you know, prior to his sister going through her, you know, tribulation and trials. You know, I was like, you know, this whole week, you know, I was doing good, you know, I crossed it good, you know, passed it behind my back. You know, once I was about to dunk it, you know, this happened, so I'm like, dang, so now I've got to, you know, slide it behind my back and go with it, you know, and I feel like once you realize that, you know, it's becoming easier, and I'm realizing that, you know, so it's easier. And I feel like this week it's like more of step. The Spirit's been showing me stand still, you know, and have faith in God. And the reason I know that is because I'm at work. You know, that's what my spiritual battles be, you know, my spiritual lessons be through work, you know. But through work, you know, I did kind of hop on the bandwagon late and sign the my application because I'm through a temp agency. But I signed it late, but everybody else is like, you know, they starting to get hired. And so, you know, mentally I'm like, man, you know, forget this. I need to hurry up and get out, you know. But, you know, you get that little that small mind in the back of your, you know, in the back of your head, you know, that say your conscience, and I take that as being the spirit sometimes, you know. I'm just telling me, you know, don't just have faith in God. You know, you have faith in God to get you this far to do this job, and, you know, you ask for the strength to get you this job, so just don't have faith in God.
Amen.
There's this post on the ground, it's like, I think it's funny, I seen it a minute ago, but it says this, it says, I'm about to quit the job. I asked God to bless me. You know, and I don't want to be that way. You know, I'd rather, you know, get let go than quit it because I feel that shows a lack of weakness with me. Be like, oh, I couldn't hang with it. You know, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. But, you know, to answer your question, bro, my week been good. It's just, bro, I feel like, you know, that's the next move I got to learn. I got to learn how to, you know, pull that behind my back, you know, and just, and start taking that to my daily, my daily life, and, you know, just still having faith in God, and I pray that, you know, God help me with that, you know, and help me with my faith, you know, because one thing I do realize, I'm going to pass the ball on to my brother, but one thing me and my bro realized, I was like, man, you know, the difference between me and you, I said, bro, your faith is strong, you know, you got strong faith with your words and your feet. I said, you know, the difference between, you know, I was like, you know, my works is strong, but my faith is kind of weak. I said, you know, so me realizing that sin and the Spirit showing me back again now, you know, I'm praying and I hope y'all pray for me, you know, my faith is strong, you know, really faith is to sit there standing and having faith in God.
Amen. I like that shirt. It's clean. It's clean. Nah, I'm gonna pass it on to my boy, my co-host, the wettest paint in the world. How you doing?
The wettest paint. The wettest paint in the world. God is good. We here.
Amen.
I'm happy to see my brothers.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna tell y'all a little about my week. My week has been, it's always blessed. I just find myself realizing, because I know last week I was talking about how I resented myself and how, you know, I was going through some things, and I realized to myself, like, it's not even really that big as I'm making it, you know? I should be able to flip my faith in God, you know? My bro just talking, he was just telling me, like, I got good faith, so I might as well push on with that and work on my works, you know? He said, what'd he say? Faith without works is dead. So this week, I went back to the school. Turns out that I should be getting financial aid.
There you go.
Turns out everything that I was worried about, you know, I was worried about school. I was worried about how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. How's my nephew going to get the help that he needs with me going to school and my mom got to go to work and stuff like that. Basically, I just told myself I got to do it. You know, there's no thinking about it, you know. You just got to move. Move when God tell you to move, you know. And I wasn't doing that. You know, I was sitting stagnant. I was thinking to myself, like, how I'm going to do this, man. I'm overthinking so many things to the point where I couldn't do it because I was overwhelming myself with the thoughts and the possibilities of something going wrong, you know? And I just realized, like, this week, because I just got to do it, you know? I just been doing, you know? I haven't been thinking about it. I just been doing, you know? Anything my mom asks me to do, I'll do it. Anytime I got to take care of my nephew, I'll just do it, you know? And anything that I'm working on myself, I just have to do it, you know? Black, he told me, you know, he going to try to invest in the little clothing thing, stuff like that. And he said, what I got to do is basically work. So put stuff together at least 8 hours out of the day, you know, to make something happen. You know, that's what I've been doing. I've just been focusing, just whole bunch of stuff, just doing it. You know, there's nothing I could really say but to do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Huh, you said what? Yeah, you know, I'm the little, you know, I ain't gonna boast. I'm gonna boast in Jesus, but I ain't gonna boast. But you know, God is good. God is good all the time. So I just wanted to say that. And if anybody out there needs prayer, if anybody out there has a question, you have something you want to get off your mind, just call in, and we'll pray for you. And I'm going to start this off by saying I want to go around and ask my SOGs one thing that they're struggling with, you know, one thing that they're struggling to get rid of, something that they're struggling with that they want to do, you know, or you know, something you're having a problem with in your life, you know, something that you got a problem with letting go or accomplishing, you know, anything like that. And I'm going to start off with Chris because I started off on the other side.
That's a really good question. I prayed on that, and I'm not apologizing. I'm going to apologize because... Yeah, I prayed about it in my spirit, and I feel like that's a really good thing to talk about. Something I talked about. I'm going to talk about Uncle John on the ball, too. And I have no problem with correction. I've gotten to that point in my life where it's like, it's fine. I don't mind people talking to me. I don't mind using words. Like Jay knows, Jay didn't see me do it. Then how many times, Jay? How many times you seen me get cussed out by somebody and walk away? Like,
quite a few times.
It doesn't bother me.
It's just words.
And the thing for me that I was talking about with Johnny, that's my uncle, so I'm going to call him Uncle Johnny, is I always feel conflicted. You know, I'm in my Bible, I stay in my spirit, and I always feel conflicted. I don't get up and I say my testimony because my family is just how we are. We don't play with God, and other people don't look at it that way, but that's how we see it. You know what I mean? If we're in sin, we're in sin, and we're not going to get up. We're not going to correct nobody else until we can correct ourselves. The Bible says, what about the splinter? Before you try to take the splinter off somebody else's. And so that's my whole thing. And my whole thing is, I have no problem with correction. That's why I can take correction from Bishop mostly. But if you can't master yourself, then I feel like you should. Can anybody remember?
I can remember. The apology was for we all said we was going to have the men's meeting, you know, and basically he missed a couple of days. And he was having some problems with his son coming down and stuff like that, so he wanted to change the date, basically.
No, that's not what the apology was for. The apology wasn't for that. This is way back then.
Yeah.
That's not, this time I'm told you, it's like 5 months ago. It was, y'all even know what the apology was for. I don't remember exactly what the apology was for.
It doesn't even matter.
The apology was for was because Black had said something about him being here. He was mad and angry because this is when we was in a men's meeting, and I said, you know what, I'm handling business. I'm not going to let y'all down. And I prayed about it, and I said that, you know what, I'm not apologizing because y'all can't even not let yourselves down. And I don't know your sin, but you let first person cast the first stone. Do you handle all your business with God? You handle all your business with God? So at the end of the day, I handle my business. I don't fornicate. I got married. I don't lie. I don't steal. I don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? I had a drinking issue. Stop drinking. Like, I feel conflicted for myself, and only when I know that I'm right, and I know that the Spirit is telling me that I'm right, and I'm not in my flesh, then I'll come to you and I'll try to correct you. But if you can't master yourself, if you can't correct, if you don't have the Spirit strong enough in you and yourself to the point where you got that faith, you walking in the Spirit, you on point with yours, don't try to take the splinter off somebody else's eye before you try to take the beam off somebody else's. Like, that's what the Spirit gives me. That's what the Spirit tells me. And it's like, I have a problem with correction. Don't get mad when anybody says anything about what I do. It doesn't bother me.
But not to get deep in it, to go on, but
so the issue with that's right. You have to get deep in it because he's trying to go somewhere.
Okay.
You don't want nothing to hinder you from going.
But I see that. I see, just say this. And the issue I see with that is, like, you can't really say that, but I see what you're saying. It's like, because it's like, you made a promise. You said, I will. That's like me saying this to Michael. It's like, so Michael, I'm working every day and I'm making this money for show. You know, I promise you tomorrow, I'm going to give you $10 no matter what. And then tomorrow, you know, something happens. He messed up at school, you know. That has nothing to do with my promise. You know, that was my word, you know. So I hear what she's saying, you know, I hear it, but you made a promise.
Mm.
You know, that's the difference. You know, I am kind of weird, you guys, but I am kind of weird with my boundaries and my, you know, evil ways. But you made a promise, you know, that he'll let you know if I make a promise. It's like, bro, I'm going to do what I say. If I can't do what I do, I'll come straight to your face and say, bro, my bad, I couldn't do it. I don't care what you did. I don't care if his sister got on his nerve. He had to babysit. It's what I did and what I promised to. You know, like I said, bro, I hear you. I don't even want to go deep into it, but if you want, you know, that's how the Spirit has
right,
it. But,
right. So let me go rebuttal back to that. So you use him. You give him $10
it's
tomorrow.
It's a promise.
The promise. Okay, but the promise I made to you is what?
You won't let us down.
Did I let y'all down?
From that day, you did.
What were we talking? Do you even remember what we were talking about?
We were talking about you was taking the steps to do the water thing.
No, you don't even remember. We were talking about the Jews. That's what we were talking about. We were talking about, we just had the meeting with the Jews, with Ms. Debbie Myers and everybody else. We were talking about the Jews, and we were talking about me handling the business with everything else like that. I never even got to meet the dude. It didn't even come out to that. I missed the next man's meeting because I had to work.
And see,
and that's
let
where it came down to.
Out.
So it wasn't like I'm not going to handle my business to do this, and I have to show up to this date on Wednesday.
That's the thing. Look, and I hear you. That's what I said. I hear you. I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing was,
you made a debt, you made it in doubt that you were going to apologize and speak up on those things. You know, like I said,
I didn't know. I didn't tell y'all nothing, though. I called the bishop about this.
For example, this is what I'm saying.
But this is Chris, it has to be by
on that now.
Yeah.
It has to be by example.
Yeah.
Because if you're not convicted for your actions,
mm-hmm.
man,
that's tough.
Watch what comes out of your mouth because it's going to come right at you.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we at right now, Chris, because God forgiven for the, what they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't know, God's gonna get you. It's coming in right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got to get them for it, right? Now, he knows. He knows, and God knows.
And that's what I'm telling him. I don't want to be him.
Hold on. Let me stop y'all, because this is what the subject matter was about. So I'm going to hit everybody, and he gonna let us know what he's stumbling on. You know, I'm not gonna put bro out there like that. He gonna let us know what he's stumbling on.
Hey, it's not putting bros nowhere. This is a man's
correction.
If a man can't talk, I don't care if he's on air, I don't care if he's in the liquor store, barbershop, he can't talk to his man.
Yeah, no, that's true. I just want him to say it himself. You know, I'd rather it come out of his mouth than mine. You know, he know what he's doing better than I do.
Now, we all know what we did.
It's not about putting out what you're doing.
It's
that's not the point.
Part
that's it.
That he didn't feel convicted for what he prayed for, right? Now, when a person prays, Chris, he's going to God on his own behalf, right? We never take co-signers with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you and God. Because what happens is the devil gets mad
mm-hmm.
and starts setting up a little trap. One, you got to follow. Somebody wants to be
missing. I got you.
Amen.
I got you.
So we're going to hit Johnny.
First,
what you conflicted with?
God told me walking this morning. Most Holy Spirit told me walking this morning. Give me what I want, and I give you what you want.
Hmm.
And I know what he wants from me. I put myself on. I know what he wants from me, but I'm walking with the dang, with the cigarette ass on my. I know what he wants from me. He's telling me give me, so I'm asking him for this, and asking for that. He ain't hearing me because I ain't giving him what he wants. That's what's conflicting my life.
Wait, when you ask, you have to have him. Is it the Lord's brother? You have to have him.
No,
he's just off the Bible. We can get off the
Bible.
Yes, you know better than that. Now, even when you're walking down the street, that's what I mentioned earlier, say, walking down the street, you start to pray for a situation happening. You don't go away. But God hears all Johnny's prayers, and he got so much wealth set up for Johnny. But Johnny has to be really tuned into his children's children. Because God got so much, it'll flood him. You know what I mean? But he's not looking at the key to his to open up that blanket. He lets it get in his head. I can say something to Johnny and then get in his head and get in his head. My job is to what? Say something. And the Bible says, you know, the spirit of error. When they err, that's why he says I'm still here. I've been hitting up. Holy Spirit, I mean, he ain't gonna stop my blessing because I'm afraid to hit John now. Or any man now.
I don't think so.
Now, why would you go?
Because I'm not right, and I ain't getting what I'm supposed to get. And until I get right, what the hell am I supposed to do? I gotta get right.
Okay.
Well, we got two callers. So I'm
yeah, a lot of callers.
Yeah, we did. But
it was
It was a whole bunch of callers.
We gotta acknowledge them, cause bro, we don't know who's coming in.
This is part of throughout the nation. It's a man's meeting throughout the nation, right here.
This thing was full.
This is why I get up. You don't and don't hold that. This is a man's meeting. If we can't talk like men. Those men out there can trust us. I said, don't wait for these phones and cameras coming here. If you try to change and become Hollywood, Hollywood is in Hollywood. Leave that over there. This is Christ here.
So I'm going to ask
Christ
the callers if they got something to say. They need a prayer or if they need to talk about something that's going on in their life. First caller, it's a 760 number. What's up, Carly? You hear me?
Yeah.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good night, have you?
Yes.
What's up, Naya?
What's up?
She goofy.
Hey. You got anything you want to talk about, any questions you got to ask, anything like that?
No, not really. I was just tuning in to support Chris, I guess, in a way.
That's right. That's right.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, we got another caller. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
We got another call. We got another caller from a 706 number, 706-998-981. Bro, it's 2706 numbers.
Okay.
They hung up.
They hung up anyway. That's why they
got good. Nigga, well, how they supposed to know if it's in or not? Oh, we got a 909 number that called.
I'm about to take over this.
We got a 909 number that called in. What's up, caller? How you doing? They still calling in. What's up, caller? How you doing? A lot of people just listening, so they don't know.
Just listen, yeah.
Look, what do the sons of God feel about the poor?
Oh, they need us. They need us.
So where are we?
I believe that
as men.
We got to build them. We got to feed them. We got to show them.
Okay, so if a homeless person came in here and they stink, what are you going to do? You going to wrinkle up your nose?
You get my eyes.
I mean, you going to do what?
I
know
they need a
fucking
shower.
They don't want
to
take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
We got a fashion dresser here.
I came up here real quick.
We got a fashion
dresser.
What it do?
Fashion dresser.
You want that Chicago, that young shop arrow? 23?
We're going to cut the hair.
Yeah. We need a barber, for real.
So we need some people like to donate a pair of barber clippers, two pair of barber clippers. Because we're about to pick up a band and about to start picking up homeless people.
That's right.
It's going to be the Sons of God, the city, city council of our ward,
second ward,
and the sheriff's department, the police department, and code enforcement. Biblically, we call them the angels. But first, we got to go in. The sun got to go in. When we go in, we separate sheep from the goats. Goats on what side?
The left.
Left side. The sheep on what side?
Right.
Now, we're going to take the sheep and leave the goats to deal with code enforcement, sheriff department, law enforcement. They're better at it. But we're about to clear out our whole kingdom here in the second ward. And we're taking in all the sheep that will come in. The Bible says they must come in like what?
A child.
A child. You come in as a child because the bishop has to talk to you.
All right. Take a right.
And what you got to understand is that God's eyes at that time. It's not me on your why he's coming at you. But he's the only amount that I speak for you. He's coming at you. We want you to be a child to accept this to get you to the next level. Because I always told you that the Bible said the poor will be amongst you, but you never said you'll always be poor. So me and Michael this morning went to the 1600 Bible, barely turned the pages, and it went first Eli, you were talking about the book Eli talking about the poor. And then it said the poor. What is it, Michael? Are rich or poor? What is it?
It says that the poor is, basically the poor would be rich and then the rich would be poor.
It says it is. In that Bible, only one page in that Bible. So the poor become rich. So the poor takes on the kingdom. So Crossover took the long road. We cry now as we get smiling, right? So now our smiling stage is coming in. They call for us and not the Pope.
Man.
And then Chris on his boss, with him and his wife, go up there and get some clothes. If we pull them in, what we going to pull them in? Yeah, I've been giving out my clothes. No, about Jay Dad, go buy some more t-shirts. Because we have no clothes here, but now we do. As long as we keep that connection, we'll always do. Okay, we're going to build the kitchen next. We're about to put those racks inside the kitchen. We're going to stack that kitchen up with food that we have food for. Them. Then we're going to go as mad to see what this city has.
That's amazing. Amen. Amen. Well, we still got about 30 minutes left.
My father's rich in houses and land. He holds the world in the palm of his hand. Rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. I'm a child of the king wherever I go.
That's
can't turn around. I come to fall. My day. It's so beautiful. It is, I mean, and see, my wife, man's mind state is we retired. True. But I can't until you do what you're supposed to do. He do what you're supposed to do. Each one of us do what we're supposed to do. And then you see it coming in. And you see the wealth God has, the pleasure of it, too much for you, you have to start making a good form. Because it's too much, all these doors taken care of God.
Amen.
I still can't get about $30,000 a month they walk down. So we see the mission building. We see the static man. So first, the hotel Diagon, give us a van. Diagon, gonna give us a van. We're gonna take that van. We're gonna slap Crossover something homeless. Sons of God, pick something on it. We're gonna move.
We're gonna
put something on it.
The
left hole. So paint all our faces on the bed. We'll
be
I'm excited. I was
I've been excited. I told you.
Video of my song. This nigga singing.
And this nigga is the nigga with the best guitar player in the game. On my phone.
All the
girls.
Even Dalia.
Hey, hey, hey. Even Dalia. Yeah,
now I got
So when it comes to model chicks and all those type of chicks, do they get around that circle? When it comes to these implanted plastic Barbie doll chicks, this dude. So when he opens his mouth on that, I can vouch to say that's true. So in other words, he's been to the height and pinnacle of the world.
No, I believe it.
Now. It makes no difference because when the sons of God nourish the Negro anthem and to stand in front of people and sing it. Or if the sons of God can allow the bishop to sing a few pieces and they rap in between about what's going on right now and what we're looking for, man, the stage is so big for us to stand on and sit on and sing and give God all the glory, and then all these men in the nation start to sing along. Tupac said, sing the song that goes around the world. What song is that? Lift every voice and sing till in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of let our rejoicing rise, sing God. Let us march on till victory is won. Man, that song is cool. It talks about the blood. The blood. Oh, you can't talk like that. Somebody else gonna get it. Okay. Look, we gotta thank the Lord for that song. And when the sons of God just start singing that song and get it into your spirit. Get it into your spirit. That song goes. I was it was. Oh, say, have you seen by the dawn's so when people hear that song, what do they do?
Stand
up. It causes a reaction, right? So when you get up there and see, every voice and sing to nature, ring, ding, dong.
Ding, ding, dong.
Witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension,
drunkenness, orgies, and like, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom.
Come on.
So I'm conflicted because I know better, and I just choose not to do better. Like right now, I'm trying not to give in to my flesh, and I'm trying to keep the person that I love at a distance, but it's like it just doesn't register when I'm just like trying to get right with God. It's like, okay, so you read and you told me, and we even read together, and we told each other that we shouldn't do this. I don't know why it's a hassle if I don't want to, you know, spend like one-on-one time, because I know what's going to happen, and I'm trying to avoid the destruction of both our spirits, and I'm trying to kill my flesh, and I'm praying that God just honestly just takes away this desire, man, because I'm like really just sick and tired of just doing the same thing. Definition of insanity, focus and repeat. Like, it just literally kills me every single day.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Let me finish, because I waited very patiently on the last day, so let me finish. I'm just, like I said, I'm, like, really tired, and I'm really getting sick of the confliction with my spirit, because I know for a fact that this is not what God wants for me. I know for a fact that God wants better. Just like it says in Jeremiah 29, that he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us, thoughts of peace, and for us to prosper and stuff. And I'm just having a hard time, because no matter what I hear every Sunday in church, I'll forget it by Monday. No matter what I read, like, I can't even remember the scripture I read last night, because I ended up fornicating like an idiot, because I was led into temptation and I just deliberately destroyed my own soul. And I'm sick and tired of wrestling, but at the same time, Ephesians says, wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and the power of the air. And that's literally where my confliction is being conflicted at, because God is good. God is a gracious God. God is merciful. But, you know, it's like you deliberately is doing something. Like, for example, communion. Why do we come to communion? We do this in remembrance of God. But yet, what do? As soon as we leave communion, we literally just took his blood and took his body, and we literally just kill ourselves.
Right? Go back to sin.
Back to what Chris was saying. You know, I never expected an apology. I don't expect apologies from no one. I honestly don't, because the way I see it is up between you and God. If God wants you to apologize, you're going to apologize. It's like God wants me to apologize. But the reason why I get up every Sunday and I don't even give a testimony, I try my hardest to teach someone something. Just like last Sunday, that lady who got up after me, and you know how you were saying that you was resentful and stuff. Like, it seems like everybody was dealing with that, so I had to get up and speak on that. Not only that, I was trying to kill time, because I know my bishop has to take time to get ready and stuff, because you know everything that him and his family is going through, and I pray God delivers him from it. But that lady, she ended up leaving early, but she told me she got up there and she said she was a prostitute, and she went through all these trials and tribulations. But why did this woman? I don't even know this woman. I don't give nobody hugs. I gave you guys hugs, because you guys are my boys and stuff. But she left and she just gave me this big old hug. And then Sister Hood came up to me,
Michelle.
And then Sister Hood came up to me and she's like, Jamar. Or she's like, Jay, what's that verse that you spoke on Sunday? And I just felt renewed in my spirit, because God put that on my heart, because I was dealing with the same trials that you guys were dealing with. I was dealing with resenting myself. And God just wants us to know that, like I said, he knows his thoughts for us, his thoughts of peace and not of evil. And we just have to hold on to his word. And just like I said, we have to delight in his word and meditate in his word day and night, because the law is so simple. There's two commands that literally just cover the rest of the 10. And love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two commands are the greatest commands, and they deal with everything. And you don't even have to focus on the other, and you just focus on those two. And I'm going to leave it with this. God, forgive me for what I don't know, but see, I know a lot, so God's getting me for what I do know, and I'm trying to distance myself.
Not from trying, you're going to.
So I'm going to, and that's why I go to the gym for 3-4 hours at a time, because I got a lot of, you know, pent-up aggression that, you know, I don't want nobody to be lashed out on. I don't want, you know, because the Bible says you're not supposed to make friends with an angry man. I'm not an angry man. I just have aggression in me that I'm trying to let go, and the gym is one of the reasons why I go for
3-4
hours and stuff.
Look,
but I just wanted to say this, and I'll end it at this.
Jay!
Yes.
Go!
And I just wanted to say this. I love Jesus, and I'm tired. I'm so sorry, Father God, for disappointing you, for giving in to my temptations, Father God. Father God, I thank you for the day that you've given me, because you didn't have to give me life. A lot of people didn't wake up this morning, Father God. Father God, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart that I am truly sorry, Heavenly Father, and I ask that you help to renew my mind and you give me a new peace of mind, Heavenly Father. And this I ask in Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty's name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I wanna say this, cause we got 5 minutes. I just wanna say what I'm conflicted about and problem I'm having with myself. And the nigga was late.
But it looked like it's gonna be bucked by the preacher.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to say, don't start with me. I'm trying to give my testimony and how I'm feeling. And no, nigga, I'm thinking. You, just an old man. Stop talking to me. Look, we're gonna get on the. Look, I'm gonna tell. God says you're not supposed to lust after things you know you're not supposed to have. You know, I just think that I said to myself, you know, and just think like, man, I could be smoking a blunt right now, man. I could be, you know, I could be chilling with this chick right now, man. I could be doing all wrong, and it'd just be easier. You know, it'd be easier than the following God. You know, and I try my hardest to get these thoughts out of my head, because I know the path that I'm on is gonna lead me to righteousness. But if I can't get these thoughts out of my head, then it's not gonna make a difference if I do right. You know, it's not gonna make a difference if I make it all the way to the end just to fall off. So I'm just asking God, you know, to remove these thoughts from my head, you know, remove these lustful thoughts from my head.
He will, man.
Not just giving it up to God.
Go!
But yeah, that's about it.
I want to hear from the dudes.
Yeah, please tell me.
I like Larry when he talked. He ain't never talked. You a co-host, you ain't never say that.
My whole thing is, I got like some things that I need to work on myself, but just heading in that direction, you know. I'm the son of the pastor. I've always been under that. That Pastor Chris knows, because his mom is a pastor. So my grandpa too. Everybody's looking for us to do wrong. So we go do wrong.
Amen.
Because we ain't never got to do no wrong. Like, we always at church. We was at church. My grandpa's house, we was at church every day. Like, there was no room for you to go out. I ain't never went. I don't got no, you know, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't go to parties. I don't like stuff like that because of where I was grown, you know, where I grew up from. I do not go to no party. I went to one and walked in. Everybody was tripping with me. Like, what is he doing here? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is he over here? All the dudes trying to fight with me. I'm like, I don't need to ever come here again. So the whole thing is that the way that I grew up, I know everything is wrong. I know everything that's wrong. That's all we heard. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong.
Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? And being under that guidance, I wouldn't go trying. I'm trying to go figure out, you know, what's going on out here. Like, why everybody else out here just doing it, you know, living and. But I'm fine with that. Like, I'm cool. I'm about to get married with my girl one day, and then I'm be good with that. Like, that's the only thing that I could say that's bad for me.
Next year,
I don't
right?
do nothing bad. Yeah, I don't do nothing wrong, really. I try to do the only read more Bible.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? I can read all day. If I could just pack it open, boom. But a lot of things have been happening because I do. My dad, he tell me every time, pray when you go out on the street. Bro, I come back clean, you know?
Wait. So I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, to the Christian flag, and to the Savior, and to the Savior.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Almighty S.O.G.
Amen. Look, if you resist the devil, he will flee.
Amen. Now we're going to go outside, y'all. We're going to go outside and see this old man get
beat. Wait. I got something I want to say.
Okay.
Black, I love you. Whether like you don't love me, nigga. No, wait. Just let me talk. Whether or not you don't love me, nigga. I love you, nigga.